Covering the flux in the U.S. Senate is becoming a regular beat for us. We're expecting new senators from Illinois and New York to replace President-elect Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's nominated to serve as Secretary of State. And as we just heard, if Ken Salazar takes a cabinet post, that's another available Senate seat. Plus, Ted Kaufman was quietly named to replace Vice President-elect Joe Biden of Delaware. And there's still one election that's unresolved in Minnesota.
An extensive recount put incumbent Republican Norm Coleman ahead of challenger Al Franken by about 200 votes out of almost 3 million cast. More than 1,000 ballots are challenged by one side or the other, and today the state canvassing board begins inspecting them one by one. NPR's David Walma is in St. Paul and joins me now. David, tell us about this canvassing board. Who's on it, and what exactly are they doing?
Well, Michelle, this is a five-person board, and it's one that seems to be pretty balanced politically. You have the Chief Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court, who was appointed to that seat by a Republican, another Supreme Court justice also appointed by a Republican, and then two county judges, one of them appointed by a Democrat and the other by an independent, and they were all chosen for this board by the fifth member, who's Minnesota's Democratic Secretary of State, Mark Ritchie. They're all gathered in a hearing room right next to the state capitol, and they are one by one looking at the ballots that the Franken campaign challenged during the statewide recount. And we in the audience are looking at images of those ballots being projected simultaneously on a bank of flat screen TVs above.
What exactly are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for voter intent. The Franken campaign actually challenged several thousand ballots during the recount, and the Coleman campaign challenged even more. Both have actually whittled down those challenges so that Franken has fewer than 500 now, and Coleman has about twice that number, and they'll start looking at his challenges as the week wears on. But in many cases, there's just a tiny mark in the oval next to Franken's name, for example, while the oval next to Coleman's name is fully filled out, and those challenges so far have all been thrown out and the ballots counted. Some others have been upheld, for example, when Franken's name was marked in the oval next to his name. It was completely filled in. But the oval next to a third-party challenger, Dean Barkley, was also filled in, but then an X was put over that oval. And they decided that this was a ballot that really was for Franken. And this is what it's really about. What was the voter's intent?
Suggesting in that case that maybe someone had changed their mind.
Yes. I think there are many ballots that show a little tiny mark in the oval next to one of the candidates' names, and then you have the other oval completely filled out. And it really does show somebody, I think, who began to do one thing and then changed his or her mind and did the other. And this is really what they're doing, deciding what was the real intention.
The Minnesota Secretary of State says he wants all of the ballot inspections completed by the end of this week. Will the process be over at that point?
Well, possibly. They may get through this mountain of challenged ballots, and there are also about 1,500 absentee ballots that appear to have been improperly rejected. There's a challenge in the Supreme Court by the Coleman campaign to try to keep those from being counted this week. If they get through all of those, both the Franken and Coleman camps are saying that this is headed to the courts afterwards. And if it isn't resolved by January 6th, when the Senate is to be sworn in, it could well go to the U.S. Senate, which is constitutionally empowered to resolve Senate races that the states couldn't figure out. And it has happened in the past that not even the Senate has been able to resolve these.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's David Walna speaking to us from St. Paul.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.